Time parameters.
9 minutes.
Hello and welcome to Green Shirt's DS9 Minute, where we discuss an episode of DS9 in less time than it takes for Quark to throw an employee under the bus. I am here just a virgin to the rules of DS9, and with me, Rob Campbell, also.
Tala Moraine, skidamarink, a dink a dink.
But here, able to swindle us out of all our money, been through the DS9 ringer, Miss Bobby Blue.
Oh, man, I could make so many gems on this episode.
So many weird gift shop rock collection.
Yeah. Yeah.
And John T. Bolds.
Every round of this recording, I'm going to be rolling 3d4s. If we roll high, we move to the next shop. If we roll low, I will have a punishment for everybody for the next round.
He's really got a shap right there.
He does. Here's proof.
He's got a shap. Oh.
All right.
Ooh.
John, you're amazing.
Are you ready?
We watched this week, Move Along Home. All right, Alan Moraine.
Alan Moraine.
All right, first roll. We got 6. We do not move on to the next chap, so everybody has to do this in Picard voice. My first point is, holy crap, the technology they're using in this game is insane.
Oh, yes, that's very true, and I've got notes on that later. But, episode opens with Shishko trying to give Jake the talk, and I thought I'd practice my talk on you guys because I'm going to have to give it to my boy soon. And this inspired me. So, Atreyu, women are like Starbase One, and men are like Galaxy Clash starships, and your hormones are Commander Riker, who just wants to manually dock. Do you think I'm on? How am I doing?
Excellent.
Okay.
What chap are we on?
Still on the
card
chap.
The card chap.
I can't do it. I just want to talk real quick about the mullet alien and how much I thought he looked like Diedrich Bader from Office Space.
That's a terrible Picard voice, Rob.
I know. I'm so sorry. I can't do it.
Bobby.
Oh, is it my turn? Skip.
Go for it. Sorry. All right. Second round. Roll again. Let's see. We get...
I'll participate this time.
Oh, man, we failed again. All right, everybody has to pinch their nose while they give their point this time.
Oh, my God.
Sisko plays a really good board drunk. I love seeing him throw in the towel after a while, just watching them play games.
I love that line. I just love how Sisko has no control over Quark whatsoever.
I liked learning that sticks have many different uses.
I'm having some audio issues, so hopefully it's... I'm at least still, like, I know this is stupid, but, like, how great is it that Sisko and Jake still like each other? I love that you love your son and you kiss him and hug him still.
All right, next round. Hey, we scored high. We move on to Chap 2. We're on Chap 2. No punishment this time. I like the outfits, the Wadi outfits. I think they're good costumes. Yeah, they look comfortable. They look, snazzy.
Speaking of that, I love, there's the whole moment where Sisko is dressing down Julian for not coming dressed up. And then, like, the Wadi come on and they're looking confused and kind of disgusted. And they look around. Sisko. I thought they're going to be like, what the fuck is this guy wearing? You fucking present yourselves in this slob. Oh, it would have been fun.
I thought that Ferengis should be better at cheating. They're like poking a button right in front of the guys to like, I don't understand how they didn't think they'd get caught cheating at that game.
I'm going to throw in an ugly costume thing. Like we finally see Jake, at least in like a Wesley ugly sweaty. Good luck with that. Like a shitty wardrobe, but also like high school clothes. Sorry to throw in too, but Keiko is still visiting Earth. Yeah. There's no substitute teacher. Support unions, y'all. Yeah. Like, teachers. Even in the 24th century.
Cole Meany was filming something during this. He must have been.
I don't know. I'm not sure what. Okay. All right. Next roll. We pass again with no punishment this time. We are now on Chap 3.
Hey.
I think blatant acknowledgement that holosuites are indeed just for sex is it was fun to see, like, okay, this is out there in the world now.
It's pretty clarified.
Yeah. I love how Kira is just immediately over being in this game while all the Starfleet people are like, no, we just, you know, we just got to go on and see what to do. We got to keep moving forward.
0 to 60. Yeah.
I was wondering how the game chooses who plays, who gets sucked into the game. And then I thought, oh, it looks at the call sheet.
Oh, I'm wondering if, like, for Quark and Wadi, if you can't see what's happening, like what's happening with senior officers, like, what are you watching? Like, how is this fun to be like, and now we move things down through basically a awesome large martini glass, basically, is what I saw it as. Like, I don't get it.
Yeah.
All right, next round.
Fancy shit, right?
We do not pass, so everybody has to pat their head and rub their belly while they talk this time. let's see. Kira, yeah. Who's in charge? Who's in charge of this game? Is it Quark or is it the people in the game? Because they come with tricorders, and it's really, the implications are strange.
I don't know. But if Cube, the movie Cube, was not partially inspired by this movie, this episode, then I don't know what's up.
Boy, Cube would have been so much less cringy. Man, how can this be such a fun concept and such an embarrassing execution?
Aww.
Like Alan Moraine scene with like the hopscotch was just so, I felt so embarrassed for everybody involved.
It's only the second chap, Rob.
Ugh.
Can you imagine the first chap?
Okay. Okay. Wait, this guy was so good at clever burn. Like, how about this? And if all else fails, just yell again, doctor. I mean, like, it's good. Like, the doctor is like a pussy. I'm sorry. That's also all this advance for that.
All right. Next round, we pass. No punishment this round. We are now on Shap 4. So, making the logical leap from four missing officers to them being trapped in the game, that is not quick. A logical leap. That is not anything that should have immediately occurred to Quark whatsoever.
So fast.
Yeah. So this game is so advanced. How are these people who are used to this game amused by spinning a wheel? That'd be like trying to drag your kid away from the new Zelda game and be like, look, here's a hoop and stick.
At one point, Odo says, is it against Starfleet regulation to press a few buttons? And I'm like, fucking depends on what buttons they are, man. Like, yeah, sometimes it is. If that button is like destroy the ship or whatever, you know. Yeah, come on.
I've been a little bit curious about like what's the time space continuum for who are in versus those who are not watching any of the game. They're just looking at a really cool setup of a game that looks like marbles at any time. We're gonna like it looks like a domino effect game. Anyway,
that's a good point.
Like, what's the time? Like, is like Quark when they're going, okay, 62 minutes later, like, Willis is, they can't see
oh,
shit.
Oh, yeah, the time this game is played is real fluid. All right, next round. We pass. We do not. Oh, nope, we don't. Everybody has to do Ferengi begging hands while they talk. the game is set up in such like they were expecting somebody to go in and invade their ship, and so they have it set up to protect the game somehow and transport them back. This is not the first time this has happened.
That was confusing. All right, so like they snap their fingers and everything appears immediately, but then they're not ready to play till like after the night. Like they're setting up through the night. Is this Axis and Allies?
It sure seems like it. Yes.
Yeah.
Inside the game, they require skill and cunning and like have to problem solve until the last round, which they have to crawl carefully through a cave. It's kind of a lackluster final shap.
Yeah, I agree.
I'm just curious, like, this is how they do first contact? Like, what the fuck is Starfleet or the station going to do with that? That's kind of weird. Like, do we want to be friends with these people? I mean, I want to pronounce things, but it's kind of a weird thing that they don't even give a fuck about. First contact.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. All right, next round.
Final Shap.
We pass. All right, we're on Shap 5. Bashir is with Pennywise now. Like, he's straight up, he is with Pennywise the Clown. Yeah.
Also, got hard gatekeeper vibes from Nightmare the Video Board Game.
Select one to be sacrificed or else the game is finished.
I'm gonna combine my last two. All that work and they lost. That's pretty lackluster. But also, it's like, oh, it's everything's fine. Let's not. These guys aren't in trouble because Quark cheated. I don't understand what happened.
I know this is stupid, but it's good to throw it back out to y'all. If you were in the same situation in the cave, would you leave Dax? So you have to answer. Yes, I know that's not like.
I'm sorry.
Oh.
All right. Okay. One more round. No. We pass. We are now on Shap 6. I'm going to say, when Odo blows on the dice, is he actually blowing air? He doesn't have lungs. What's he doing?
Huh. Is this a security officer going to show up a lot, or is he a Gomez? I don't know.
Oh, wormhole closing. Congratulations. We made it to Shap 6. Good game.
Is that good? I don't know. Well, thank you, everyone. I'm just going to say I really enjoyed this episode until, like, the third act kind of fell apart for me. But, tune in next week to hear our episode on The Chase, I think, is going to be next week's Green Shirt.
Yes.
We're kind of recording these a little out of order. So, yes, The Chase will be next week's Green Shirt. And then stay tuned for DS9 after that.
Is it okay if I throw in another one, like a number 10?
Look, I mean, this episode's all about cheating, Bobby, so this is the one to do it on.
Yep. Cheater.
Well, I mean, doesn't this, like, do, like, the weirdest version of the Cube trilogy, that movie, you know, where they have to find their way out? Well, except, I mean, it's not so Cameron murderous.
Cameron mentioned that.
Was your audio cutting out then?
Oh. Never mind. Cameron's...
It's the Cube prequel.
It's okay. I kind of didn't really catch the cue to speak like Picard. That's why I didn't do it. I was too busy trying to organize my notes.
All I do is follow Cam's shadow. So
as you should.
My bad.
Well, until then, everybody, Ala Moraine.
Ala Moraine.
Ala Moraine. A stink
a dink. Ala Moraine to do. I love you.